I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're going to be talking about combining the spiritual and the physical. So today is January 1st. Today is a new year. So first of all, let me say Happy New Year. And this journey we're about to take this year of 2022, what I want to talk about today is we're going to start to combine. We're going to take these daily communion meditations. We're going to combine the spiritual and the physical. In a sense, taking communion already. We're already taking physical symbols of the body and the bread, and we're combining them together with spiritual principles of something practical that we do when we take communion. I think that's extremely powerful. But we're going to take the physical to another level. We're going to start to put a physical workout, physical exercise, daily exercise, and begin to combine it as part of our daily communion meditation experience. So over the last several months, God's been taking me through, and I've actually been doing a daily workout, the same template of a workout. The workout varies a little bit from day to day, but it's the same template of a workout every day. It's the same principle. This principle of consistent meditation or practice or repetition is how you become great at anything. And combining these principles of the spiritual and the physical, because I think when you combine the two, now you've got your whole body engaged in the process. We're going to be talking a little bit about today, just an overview of it. You have some more information coming on this coming soon here. And then we're taking communion over this today, asking for God's help for us to get this right. Because I truly believe when you begin to combine these two things together, the spiritual and the physical, and you make them one, physical exercise, I think, is one of the greatest ways to practically connect with God and see His grace flowing through you. It helps you to practice applying your faith and seeing His grace flow through you. Think about this. Physical exercise is just a physical expression of exercising your faith. It teaches you how to practically apply your faith so that once you know how to do it, you can apply those principles into anything that you do. So that's what we're going to be taking communion over today. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let me take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and examine ourselves, work on our fundamentals here spiritually before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started here. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today, opportunities to do good and to be a blessing and to help people. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And something that's just coming to me as we're praying. The spiritual and the physical. We're going to be putting into the practice the key fundamentals on each side. Practicing these fundamentals, daily practice, but it's about how you practice. Practicing with the fear of the Lord, the delighting to do His will. Practicing with His energy, His presence, focus, connecting with Him. Bringing some fun and energy into them. But our four fundamentals spiritually, getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that you know to do, and doing them together in partnership with Him. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Let's take that positioning. God's got this position for you. Taking that position, taking your seat next to Him, seated together in heavenly places in Christ, in the light. Let's take our seat with Him. God gives grace to the humble. So first, we're going to get positioned in humility. Just humbling ourselves, receiving that grace from Him. We're going to walk in that forgiveness. We're going to receive forgiveness from Him. Forgive ourselves, give ourselves grace in the middle. And then walk in forgiveness and grace with other people. We're going to experience that fullness that's in Him. And just allow that to flow through us. Stay positioned in love today. To walk in the light, to be in the light is to be in love. Externally focused, present, looking for how can I be a blessing? How can I do good today? Rather than looking out for myself, oh, they did that to me, they said this to me, all these types of things. And just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Just the simple act. One of the simplest, easy ways to do this every day. Just stay positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the easiest ways to just keep your positioning. Remember, your positioning, you got to defend. Life is trying to knock you out of this. You got to keep defending that positioning. You got to keep repositioning and maintaining that position every day. And you take that position in the light. And God's got so much good stuff in there, in that light for you. Everything He has, He's put it in Christ, in the light. We abide in Him. We have access right now today to His Spirit, His power, His presence, His love and peace and joy, His mind and wisdom, His health and energy, His time, His finances, His purpose. Talk about finding our purpose, walking out our purpose. His purpose is available right now today to start walking that out. And then we're going to start to magnify the light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. As we magnify the light, we begin to expand that capacity where we give God a bigger place to flow through us and to work through us in our life. Where we can see a greater level of all those things, His love and His peace and His joy and His health flowing through us. And actually, we talk about today, the workout is going to teach us how to do that. But it's this constant repetition, this constant practice, this meditation of almost in some ways doing the same things over and over and over and learning the intricacies and the connections that God has built into this. And to magnify is all about what we're focused on. Where are you putting your focus? Where are you putting your attention? What are you thinking about? What are we talking about all throughout the day? So to magnify the light, how are we going to do that today? We're going to stay positioned in His Word, just magnifying His Word, giving His Word a higher place and priority in our lives. So just be thinking about and talking about His unfailing love and faithfulness and that nothing's impossible for Him. To magnify our positioning in Christ. We've got right standing with God. Think about that. You've got peace with God. He wants to help you today. We can magnify every good thing that He put within us. He put these rivers of living water on the inside of us. Everything we need for life and godliness is already within us. We can magnify everything that's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. All the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. In this world, you're going to have trouble, but Jesus says, be of good cheer. Because I've overcome the world. You stay positioned in the light. He's going to cause you to triumph every single time. He always causes you to triumph. It's just choosing not to focus on them, to choosing to bring them into light and to magnify God as bigger than the problems. But He does give us a choice. We could not do any of this. He gives us the choice every day. We could just stay focused on all the ways we've been wronged, all the issues and problems, dwelling on the issues of the past, worrying about the future, trying to figure it all out in our own strength, in our own mind, rather than relying and trusting on God. That's where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, when we're in darkness, what are the symptoms you may experience? Number one, you may be snapping at people. You may want to retaliate at them. There's this pride and rebellion and insisting on doing things your own way. You might be withdrawing your presence. You might be avoiding people or giving them the silent treatment. Those would all be symptoms of darkness. Then there's the heaviness and the pressure and just the weight on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out, it seems like. Energy levels begin to get lower. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, anxiety, dread of the future, maybe confusion about what to do or which steps to take. As you stay positioned in darkness consistently, it kind of entraps you, imprisons you in these vicious cycles. They can be very hard to break. But when you're in the light, God begins to set you free. Number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, God can finally go to work. And now all of a sudden it's him doing the work, and it's his peace and his love and his power and it's his spirit and his mind that begin to flow. And when he's doing the work, everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. You've got that peace and joy and love. You've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden his mind is flowing and you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight that just come into your mind. And when you rest, you become so much more externally focused and you become more present and aware of everything that's going on around you. He just begins to set you free, just begins to effortlessly break those bad habits, those bad patterns, those vicious cycles off of you. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we learn to recognize those symptoms, it only takes us 1 second to turn it back around if we ever get off track. How are you going to do it? We humble ourselves. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for missing it, for messing up, for focusing on that, whatever it is. You receive that grace and forgiveness from him. You forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you take those steps. And then you start praising him. Just start thanking him for his grace, his goodness, his unfailing love, all that he put within you. That he's more than enough. And it just begins to flow all of a sudden again. You'll feel that peace just wash over you on the inside. You feel his love flow. You get that quickening on the inside. Your energy levels begin to rise up. Your presence becomes greater. Your whole demeanor changes in just a split second. Then our third fundamental, staying listening, tuned in for him each day. Every day he's trying to lead us and teach us and guide us. And the way I like to do this with the journal before bed, just saying, get positioned in the light first through gratitude and praise. What's going well today? And then, God, what are you trying to show me today? What did I learn today? If I got God's mind flowing through me, what was I thinking about today? Is there anything that I missed, God? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just stay tuned in. You begin to record your journey with God. Just write down whatever you hear. You ask him those questions. You just get still and you listen for a few minutes and you write down whatever you hear. If you're ever unsure on what to do or which step to take, you just ask him and then you wait until you know. If you're unsure, you wait until you know, because sometimes we can get ahead of God when we move too soon. Then the last part I like to do in my journal is, what do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? And you plan your day with God. Maybe some things on your to-do list, maybe some things in your conscience or things you've been procrastinating on. Maybe some things that you have a leading or excitement from God to do. You make out your plan for the day with God, and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, full of excitement and energy and presence for the day. And you execute that plan with a good attitude, with a willing heart, with full confidence in God. He's right there with you, helping you to execute those things today. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. It just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. So let's talk about the spiritual and the physical. Something I've been talking about it for a while. And I think we're going to start applying it here very soon. Here as we start the new year. Taking these daily communion messages and combining them with a daily workout. And you may say, workout every day? Yeah. We do it every day. Why? How can you do that? Doesn't your body need rest and all these things? Here's how. Our goal of our workout is different. The goal of the workout is going to be to connect with God. The goal of the workout is not to get leaner or stronger or fitter or more endurance or more flexibility or any of that. Now, all of that will probably happen as a side effect of this. The goal of the workout is to connect with God and to practice applying your faith, to practice that connection with Him, to get those rivers of living water that He put in with you, put within you, flowing out of you. Because once you know how to apply this, once you know how to exercise this and see it flowing through you in your life, you can apply it to anything. You can apply it into your purpose, into your family, into your finances, into your time, into anything you want to do. Once you know how to do it, you can apply it into anything. And here's going to be the one rule we're going to use for the workout. Here's going to be the one rule we're going to use for the workout. Make it beautiful. Make it beautiful. God is the source of beauty. And the word that I got from God, that 2022 will be the year of the beautiful land. Make it beautiful, which means what? Execute your exercise in a beautiful way, which means what? Good form, good technique. Make it look effortless and easy and graceful. Your breathing and your is in rhythm with your movements. You're under control. It's not forced or efforting our way through. The world has taught us that exercise is supposed to be this miserable experience. That's not true. The world has taught us that exercise is supposed to be this miserable experience, but it's supposed to be one of the things that you look the most forward to every day because it enhances this connection with God. So something I've been working on is we're going to be putting together a little guide to show you how to execute these daily workouts. And I truly believe you master these two sides of this daily communion and pairing it with the workout. It's going to combine the spiritual and the physical. It's going to turn them into one, where you see all that grace, all that living water, everything God did in your spirit. You're learning how to take it and to convert it and to see it actually flowing out of you into the physical world, where you see the fruit of it. You see the result of it flowing in your life. And then once you know how to do that, it transforms. You know how to apply it. It goes into every area of life. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these principles, Lord. And just this opportunity that you've given us with both communion, but also with exercise. To help us become more consistent and disciplined, but most importantly, just to connect with you, to see your grace flowing beautifully through us. We're asking for your help with it, Lord. Asking for your help to combine these together beautifully the way that you intended them to function. That exercise would be this truly joyous thing, something we look forward to in the day because it helps to connect with you, helps to connect to that power, to those rivers of living water that you put within us. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He wants to help today. He wants to see this grace just flowing through us, beautifying us. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes all this possible. This true covenant, this partnership with God. And I believe you experience what I'm talking about here. It's going to help you to just know him and his heart and his goodness that much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about making today a masterpiece. Let's stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Pay attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. You say, tuned in today. We're going to take action, do those things that we know to do, and do them together in partnership with God. He's going to lead us day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. And very soon, you're going to be getting another email if you're on our email list. I've had to execute these workouts that are going to go with this. Now, if you'd like to partner in this with us, if I can get my words out today, if you'd like to partner in this with us, one of the things I've been praying a lot about is how can we help a lot of people get this implemented? How can we help our partners truly get this implemented into their life and just make it part of who they are? Make it a consistent practice for them. That's one of the things I've been praying a lot about. How can we do that for our partners? Because I know the power of it. If you're interested in partnering with us and joining us on this journey that we're on here together today, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.